All right, before we start the tutorial, I want you to notice one thing that is different about this tutorial. And hopefully you guessed it, I did not say, "Hello YouTube, welcome to another Gimp Know-How tutorial." I am extremely proud of myself. Anyway, hello YouTube, welcome to another Gimp Know-How tutorial. And this is a Gimp 101 tutorial. And in this tutorial, I'll be teaching you how to make a pretty cool background. Not this background, but a pretty cool background. So we're gonna open up the GIMP, and we're going to go File, New, and we're going to make a new image, 1280 pixels by 800 pixels. Why, you ask? Because that is my screen resolution, and my screen resolution is incredibly awesome. And now, it's probably pretty cooler than yours, I'm going to have to say, unless your screen resolution is 1280 and 800, in which case your screen resolution is also sufficiently cool. And okay, I just used the word screen resolution and sufficiently and cool in the same sentence. Why do I even try? Anyway, we're gonna get on with the tutorial, and we're going to grab the blend tool, more commonly called the gradient tool, on the background layer, and we are going to grab this and we are going to make it a darker gray to a lighter gray. It's usually a shocker. And we're gonna set the gradient mode on linear. Now, I have been playing with GIMP and I didn't close it out, so yours will by default be set on linear. So I'm going to stroke, I want the lighter part at the top and the darker part at the bottom, so I'm going to stroke about like this. And I'm going to make sure the line is straight to prevent the gradient from being curved. Now what I'm going to do is go Filters, Light and Shadow, Lighting Effects. Now what this does is it creates lighting effects, and you'll notice that lots of the names in GIMP can be incredibly misleading. For instance, lighting effects and lighting effects is just, it's horrible really. You have to years of dedication. Anyway, I'm gonna move my lighting effect to right here, and I'm going to leave all of the settings default, and then I'm going to click OK. Alright, lighting effect in place, we can commence with the rest of the tutorial. And that is pretty much consisting of, we're going to go Colors, Posterize. And basically what Posterize does is it limits the amount of colors that a certain image contains. For instance, if this is set on two colors, it will just be black and white, but it will try to conform to the image we have already. So if I turn it all the way up to 256, you'll notice it gets smoother. So I'm going to actually turn mine down to about, oh, I think 38 looks pretty good in this case. So I'm gonna go ahead and click OK. Now you can either leave it like this and add color. I'm gonna go a little more flamboyant, but I will show you the color method first. And that method is to go to your Layers dialog, make a new layer, and then grab your blend tool, and I'm going to choose the gradient. Scroll down, full saturation spectrum, doesn't matter which one. And I'm going to set the gradient shape in this little shape dialog down here on radial. Now I'm going to go in the center of the image and stroke out. Now on this layer mode, I'm going to click overlay. And what this does is it really reminds me of the Adobe Creative Suite 3 box art. I don't know if that's just me, but it really reminds me of that. Maybe tone down the opacity a little bit. But yeah, so you can do that, but if you want to go with the more flamboyant option, like I am, some more steps are required. Alright, it is time for the flamboyant option, the thing you have all been waiting for. Actually, since this tutorial is only 2 minutes long, you probably haven't been waiting at all, but still, it's exciting. We're going to select red, and we are going to select a very dark, dark gray. Set the gradient mode on radial. And then, whoops, I'm sorry, this is supposed to be GIMP 101, I was going too fast. We're going to go to the Layers dialog, create a new layer on top of this, and then set the blending mode to overlay. Then we're going to take the gradient tool again, and we're going to stroke out about like this. And what this does is it creates a nice red on the outsides for us. Now what we need to do is make a new layer on top of everything else so far, and then we are going to go back to the tool options and grab your paintbrush tool. And I want the paintbrush tool to be about as big as it is right now. So this will depend on your image size, but I'm using circle 11 at a scale of around 65. I'm going to set my foreground color to white, and then I'm going to draw kind of little energy lines coming out of this ball of glowing light of amazingness. This is kind of similar to my refresh tutorial, except not similar. You'll see. Alright, so once you have enough white lines, we are going to go ahead and duplicate your original white line layer. Why am I, like, talking staccato? I have no idea. It's like I'm talking like this, and then I'm, like, taking a break, and then Wow, this is a horrible tutorial. This is bad. Anyway, we're gonna go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and Gaussian blur, and we're gonna blur it by about, 15-ish. And that just kind of smudges it out. And then we're gonna duplicate that 15 blur layer, and then we're gonna go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, except this time I'm gonna blur it by around 36. And what this does is it makes it look very, very glowy. Now I'm going to take the pencil tool and select a 1 pixel brush. I'm talking staccato again, dang it. Alright, I'm going to get the pencil tool and select a 1 pixel brush, and I'm going to make a new layer on top of everything else. So once you have the new layer made, we're going to take the pencil tool and kind of create lightning strikes. I mean, like, or bolts of energy. You'll see. So, like, go crazy. Alright. Once you have enough lightning strikes to your desire, we're going to duplicate the lightning strike layer and then go filters, blur, Gaussian blur. And on this Gaussian blur, we can't blur 36 because there's not all that much there to blur. So I'm going to blur at first by about 4. Duplicate that layer, and then go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and I'm going to blur it by around, 11, and then duplicate that quite a few times. And this gives us a very crackly energy look. Alright, now remember the things we did with the white? We're going to do the exact same thing, except in a less concentration, with a red color. So select a decent-sized brush, and I'm going to make a new layer. Control Z to undo, new layer, and then I'm going to start brushing red energy. Now don't worry if this does not blend perfectly with the white, we're going to fix that. So here's my red energy, and then I'm going to make that glow, and add little tiny lightning bolts. I'll come back when I'm finished. Okay, so I have my red lines brushed in and red energy brushed in, and I made them to glow. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the layer previews bigger so I can see what the red energy is, so I can merge all these layers down. So I'm first going to go click on this little arrow right here, click preview size, and I'm going to click enormous, and this helps me see the red ones so I can come and merge them down. So right click on the layer and click merge down to all the red layers. Once you have all the red layers merged down, we're going to make them blend. So we're going to go filters, light and shadow, lighting effects, and we're going to do the same thing we did as it with the background, except we're going to move the lighting effects to the very base of all these red energies. Then we're going to click OK. And what this does is it makes them white, and it blends them in softly to this main lighting effects in the center. We didn't have to do that with the white because, well, the lighting effects was white. So now that we have these red things pretty successfully blended, we're going to move on to the final step of the tutorial, and that is going layer, new from visible. And I discussed this in the previous tutorial as to where it essentially just combines all of the layers together and makes them into a new one that you can work on. So we're going to take the eraser tool, I'm going to take a very fuzzy brush and erase the whole entire bottom half of this new layer from visible. And the reason it is for that is because we're going to set it on overlay, and when you set certain parts on overlay of a layer, it makes them darker. And so yeah, we only want to mess with the top. Alright, so let's go ahead and move on into the final part of this tutorial, and we're going to select the new layer that we made and erased, and we're going to go filters, distorts, iWarp. And iWarp is pretty much just a free warping tool that is really fun to use and can be used on other pictures as well. So I'm going to use the Swirl CCW tool, counterclockwise, I'm going to just start swirling up these lines of energy. Now this won't look that good when we first finish swirling these lines of energy, but fear not. We're going to click OK, and then we're going to set this layer on overlay. Now we have these very swirly, pretty awesome looking energy lines, at least in my opinion. It makes them look very crackly, full of energy. And yeah, that is it for the tutorial. You can add text if you want. I am GimpKnowHow. Thanks for watching.